Bluetooth. That drum loop didn't sound clean. Like, it sounded slightly off. Like, it didn't loop quite right.
Trauma center, and my back is where the bullet is. Yo, nuts. I'm getting kind of warm. Bitch still made me fill out the fucking form. Coughing up blood on my hands and knees. Then I heard, freeze, nigga, don't move, yo. I didn't do a thing. Don't want to go out like my man Rodney King. Still got gavel. Internal bleeding as the bullets start to travel. Now I'm handcuffed. Being asked information on my gang affiliation. I don't bang, I write the dip rhymes. And I'm a victim of neighborhood crime.
Are you the only one that got shot?
No, man, don't know who it was, man.
You're the gang?
Now what does this matter, man? I'm shot.
I need to see an MD. And y'all motherfuckers giving me the third degree. Look at the waiting room. It's filled to the rim like the county jail day room. Nobody getting help. Since we pumped the hospital, it moved slow. Now I'm laid out. People stepping over me to get closer to the TV. Just like a piece of dog shit. Now why I die on this nappy ass carpet? 1 hour done passed. Done watched 2 episodes of MASH. And when I'm almost through, they call my name and put me in ICU. Halfway dead. No respect and handcuffed to the bed. Now the drama starts. Cause the bullet must be just a hair from my heart. Then I begin to ass kissing just to get looked at. Had the chills, but my temperature's 103. Only got a band-aid and an IV. That's when I start cussing. Police steady asking me who did the bust.
Who did you get shot with?
22.
Who shot you?
I don't know who shot me.
Was it gangbangers?
Had to be.
Why, oh, why can I get help? Cause I'm black, I got to go for self. Too many black bodies, the hospital housing. So at 10 p.m., I was 95,000.
Level phase 2. Operation Doomsday.
By the way, I reaffirm bad dreams, back up screams, reaffirm mad schemes that he shot.
It shouldn't amaze you that the share features got disabled on a like Sony built the share features to be disabled on a per game basis. That's something any game can set. It sounds like the Switch is the same way with the screenshot stuff. I think was Dragon Quest X that just came out. I think it disables the internal screenshot functionality. This shit is just the dumbest. Like, I don't know how the fuck you fucking get through to the people making those decisions that just like, hey, here's how the internet fucking works now. And like, people taking screenshots of your game and sharing it on the internet is a good thing, not a fucking bad thing, idiot.
Jaguar, Megalon, and King Ghidra. I call this joint right here, Gas Draws.
And the thing that wasn't apparent at the time, I guess Patreon pushed back on that stuff and said, nah. Nah, you ain't got no... Leave us alone. Leave us be. They're not stealing your game. So I assume that Patreon is still up. I should have checked. But it sounded, from what I was reading up on it after the podcast, it sounded like Patreon kind of held the line on that stuff. It was like, what? Who? You are not a party to any of this, video game maker. Which, good on them. That's great. It's great of them to be, like, in the know enough about what all this stuff is to be able to make a call like that instead of just, you know, most companies, they don't know who the fuck's using their service and for what, so they just go like, what? It's illegal porno. Wait, shut it down. Fucking clowns. What a dumb fucking movie, hey, man. Just... still up. Good. Yeah, that scrub persona from the site. Yeah, sure, whatever. I think even in that case, you could probably make some kind of fucking fair use argument around illustrating that the thing works or doesn't work or whatever. Like, that's whatever. But personally, I think that there's too much focus in the, I was going to say emulation community, but it's hard to narrow it all down to one community, right? It's a lot of different things, but I think users of emulators are focused way too much on all this new shit. All this PS3 and 360 and 3DS stuff. The Wii U stuff. And so it leads to a lot of people just making YouTube videos of, like, here's how Mario runs in the new version of this thing, like, every week. And you're like, fucking what? Who cares? Like this should be, this could be a compatibility chart on a website or a list of fixes in the latest build. Like, but users take it upon themselves to go, ah, yes, let's get my YouTube channel off the ground with video of Zelda running in this thing. Like, fuck off. It's hard to find good, like, emulator-focused news lately. I thought maybe Reddit would be good for it, but Reddit's the worst spot. Like, that emulation subreddit. There's emulation on PC. So I'm not really looking for Android emulators and stuff like that. Both of them just have too much focus on, like, just video of games running. Like, it's just not interesting. Like, I want to know the lower level problem solving that's going on. I don't really care that much about Wii U emulation and the PS3 and 360 stuff, like, that much. Like, it's fascinating. And it's, like, scary how well, like, when that stuff works, it is frightening how well it works. Like, you look at it and go, like, oh, dude, this is gonna cause some problems. Didn't think the problems would come from this angle, like this fucking half-cocked, this miscalculated, that would be their approach. Like, what? I hate to break it to you, but people have been pirating PS3 games for a while now. And playing them on the real hardware. Are you okay with that? Like, oh, well, at least the games run right. At least the bootleg PS3... Persona 5 runs properly on your hacked firmware PS3, so we're okay with that. Like, fuck out of here. Seems like someone who has no idea about anything about the way the world works now or where technology is at, like some higher up somewhere at Atlas or somewhere, caught wind of like, wait, you can do what? Shut it down. I don't care what you shut it down. They're stealing from us. And people were like, and anyone that would have been like, hey, wait, this is not how this works. We're like, shut up, shut it down. I'm like, okay, all right. Okay. I'm sure that's how the streaming stuff went for that game as well. A number of people going, and then being completely ignored.
tricks to prove. You little fuck, I got 20 stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures, I seen you. Then you dropped shook once, switch your demeanor. Well, we don't believe you.
I mean, shouldn't have shipped it on PS3. Like, if they were so worried about this stuff, then hey, solve your problem right there. The PS3 was busted wide open when they shipped that game. But what's that's not something new. If they cared this much about. No, I mean, of course they wouldn't have not put the game out on PS3. But that's what happens when you put out a PS3 game. Fortnite surpasses, yeah, I wonder how long they're paying streamers to play it. It sounds like that they went after a lot of the Battleground streamers and paid them to play Fortnite. At least that's, I've heard that going around, that they paid a lot of the top streamers, people presenting that like it was pretty common knowledge, so. That's dirty business, targeting that way. I, you know, like, hey, let's just pay all the people to streaming this game to instead stream our competitor to this game, and see how it goes. Like, what? Lawbreakers did the same. Yeah, well. Do they pay? I mean, what's a competitive game to Lawbreakers? Do they pay the Overwatch streamers? Or do they just pay popular streamers? They had. Lawbreakers was set up for like 3 days before E3. in a bar in the same hotel we were in for our E3 stuff. We kept walking past like this bar set up full of Lawbreakers stuff, and they were just having influencers come in and enjoy Lawbreakers. And seems, I don't know, I mean, if I was a regular viewer of a streamer that played one particular game, and then suddenly that person started playing something else, and, like, kind of not saying anything negative about, or like, being kind of timid with it, I don't know, man, that doesn't sound cool. That sounds real bad. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how you would do that. I guess if you're just streaming one game, you're streaming it because you like it in some form. You know, when you get angry at losing or something and not at the game being bad, maybe. So people don't really hear that streamer say negative stuff anyway. I don't know. Viewers, nobody's getting paid. Well, yeah, I mean, that, yeah, that's the rules are such that would have to be the case. That has to be disclosed and all that. So good. On some level, it's cool to see people make money. I mean, whatever. Like, it's cool to see people earn a living doing this shit. So if you're a fan of somebody and they're getting paid, on some level, you're like, yeah, I want to see you fucking make it. So that's awesome. This is weird. I don't know. Like I'm sure, like, part of it is just because I've been doing what I do for so long. Like, it's hard to imagine ever being put in a situation where you can't, you know, really speak on something. It's, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's not about integrity, you know, like it's, you know, plenty of people, like, look at games in a non-critical way, and they love every, you know, the same way you get a lot of people that are just like, I just love comic book movies, all these Marvel movies are the best, I can't wait for the next one, it's gonna be great, I love this shit, you know, like, you get plenty of people that are like that, and that's, you know, that's fine. I'm not saying everyone needs to be all fucking critical, because, you know, like, I don't really care about movies in a critical way. It's not to say I like them all, but I don't really care enough about them to have, like, nuanced feelings about most movies. It happens here and there, but so maybe they just, you know, it's just people that feel that way about games. They're just like, oh yeah, this is, we're only going to talk about the stuff we like because we like so much we can feel all the time with it. Like, we're, you know, like, all right, we're going to talk about everything around games. Sometimes that stuff is no good. Like, some people will take the approach of like, oh, the Shadow of War stuff sounds really terrible, I guess we're just gonna not talk about it at all. And like, I, out of that doesn't, and then whatever, that's an approach, that's fine. I just don't think I can do that. Like, plenty of people are hosts, you know. and way more focused on hosting and not being opinionated and just being like, everything's great, here we go, what's up next, something else awesome, come right back, we got more great stuff for you now. The video games, it's all good, or something. Getting a SNES Classic. I've got one in my bag right now. Probably not going to have time to touch it until Thursday or so, but yeah, I got one. Oh, Battlefront 2 has loot boxes? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Why wouldn't it at this point? Shit. I don't know. I don't know about that game. I'm interested in seeing just how different the multiplayer ends up being. Like, if it's a dramatic difference. It's like, if you remember, like, the first Battlefront was kind of boring. After your first day or two with it. Like, that the demo they put out was, like, more than enough for me. But that game just didn't seem like it had legs. And I don't know that that's something they're... I mean, well, whatever. They've got a campaign, so like, there's automatically more to it. But is that multiplayer going to be something people are going to want to play long-term? I guess the shooter selection this year is potentially thin, depending on how Call of Duty does. Like, it's kind of just Call of Duty and Battlefront, right? I mean, that kind of, like, ultimately, that really leaves a really big opening for something like Battlegrounds to fucking come through on console.
Right.
Like, unless one of those games, like, takes on a life of its own in a way that their predecessors have not. Not that Call of Duty is unpopular, but, you know, like, that seems like it's really leaving the door open for Battlegrounds in a lot of ways. When that hits Xbox, like, that's, if, assuming that does go on to hit Xbox this year, like, that's, I hadn't even thought of that. That's interesting. That is almost a perfect storm kind of situation.
Yeah.
Apparently that's that. Hey Siri! Play some ska music.
Here's the album Scott Pilgrim vs. the World by various artists.
You're garbage. Hey Siri. Play some ska music.
Okay, here's some ska, picked just for you.
Save Ferris once. feel like last time I asked for this, we got some better stuff. Song titles or album names are in Spanish. Also, I was unaware that there was so much Spanish language ska. like we had better luck with punk the other night. Hey Siri, play some 70s punk.
Playing 70s punk.
I mean, this says 1983 right in the song title.
Hey! Thank you.
Oh, man. Today I talked a lot, and towards the end of that post-show, my throat was feeling it. Still a little sore, to be honest. Alright. Hey guys, towing a boat. Alright, I'm home. I'm gonna go inside and be home. And then tomorrow we're going to play Destiny. All day. So I'm basically going to roll out of bed and I don't know, and then play Destiny. That's the plan. And I'll see you tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.